Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is podcast number 18. My name is Sonia Sophie and today I am here by myself, all alone, because we did this podcast earlier today. It was an absolutely beautiful podcast. And as I was about to upload it to the website, I found that the file is missing. Somehow it was not saved. And I don't know what happened. So what am I to do, right? I found an interview that actually I was going to publish in a new podcast that I'm going to launch in August. It's going to be a Love Your Life Now 2.0 version with interviews that are a little bit longer and that are with different coaches from all over the world on the topics that you want to know about, that you need to know about to love your life now. So I will just go ahead and give you one of those interviews today, and maybe you can tell me how you like that. And next week I'm definitely going to be back with Tina Thornton, Sabine Isayen, and Christina Sigrun Powers, and we're going to talk again about the topic of fish oil, omega-3 and omega-6, and how you are trapping fats in your body, and how that whole system works, and why some of us can't lose weight because our body is just trying to protect us from ourselves. So more on that next week. I promise we'll repeat that topic. For now, let's go over and meet my friend Stacey Carnelutti. Without any further ado, I want to go right into the question today. Who is Stacey and what does she have to share with us today? So Stacey, thank you for being here, and I would like for you to let us know who you are and what you are here to discuss with me today.
All right. Hello, Sonia. Thank you so much for having me. Let me say that Stacey Carnelutti, I believe the essence of my being is spiritual. So everything I do comes from a spiritual place, and that's where I work from. I believe that that is the kind of the superior road that we take in life, that everything else falls under. So if we put that spiritual realm in first place in our lives, the soul and the body fall into place. So my work has to do with fitness, total fitness, living truly an abundant, fulfilling life and having some major impact, making the difference that we're all here to make. So that's what I love to do. I'm a full-on introvert, but I love people, and my passion is really to help people live out the truth of who they really are. So that's me in a nutshell.
That is beautiful. That is beautiful. And I have you know that a lot of what you're saying is exactly how I am feeling as well, because once you realize that that spiritual place is really what holds you up and what holds you here and what brings you through the bad times, the tough times, and the good times, then just life changes.
Yes.
Right? So
yes, everything kind of aligns. It falls into place, and life gets easier and more beautiful.
It does. It does. It gets easier. Isn't that funny? So we struggle so hard. We struggle in life so much, and we look to the outside to fix things that are outside, either outside of us or the outside looking at the body.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming obsessed with, I have to fix my body, and wondering why it's not working. And I have a feeling that you can tell us a little bit about why that would maybe not be working so well. If we are focusing on, I have to fix my stomach, my breast, my this, my that, I have to fix it, and we're trying to fix that from the outside.
Yes, isn't that so crazy? Because you're a spirit. So if I'm trying to fix a spiritual being from a modality that is strictly in the realm of the physical, it literally just doesn't make any sense. So the principle I follow for this is that change, no matter what kind of change we're trying to make in our life, it always happens in the context of a relationship, because we are relational beings. And so we need to connect with the essence of who we are. We need to connect with that source, you know, that supplies our breath and our sustenance. Once that connection is made, then all of a sudden it's like our eyes get opened to the resources that really do make the biggest difference in our life. So when I'm working with people, I bring them back into that spiritual place, and it just seems like all of a sudden they'll be walking through their day and they'll know what to eat, and they'll know what kind of a workout they're supposed to participate in that day. They'll know where to spend their time. They'll know, you know, who to associate with and where their energy is to go. And so it really is kind of a supernatural experience for a lot of people.
Yes,
because it's something they don't expect. You know, they're thinking, I'm going to give them a new workout and the perfect diet, and I just can't start there because I just don't believe it's effective. I can produce some short-term change. You know, we can lose 10 pounds, but that weight's going to come right back, and probably more, again and again and again and again. So my passion is to produce lasting change and transformation in people's lives, to, you know, use fitness as a tool to develop the character and the inner strength to be able to experience a powerful life, you know, in every day, in every way. That's kind of what I love.
Perfect.
Yes, and I know you're in this boat,
I wholeheartedly agree, because that is in the essence what I do with people as well, where they would expect me to give them the perfect diet plan. And for some people, I make that diet plan, you know, because that's the way they're stuck in that space of, I have to fix it from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a miracle when people realize that it's fixing it from the inside. So I would like to know from you, I know how I got to believe all of this and then experience it, but I want to know from you, how did you get to experience this and realize that this is the truth about how we get to have a great body and a fit body and a healthy body without focusing on the outside that is, you know, that is kind of propaganda and that is marketed to us.
Yeah. Well, years ago, how long has it been? 21 years. That's how long it's been. So I'm kind of a spiritual adult now, actually. I had an encounter, and I was, you know, in the midst of trying to overcome these issues in my life, going to therapy and going to 12-step meetings and dealing with my issues in the realm of just like willpower and self-control. Mm-hmm. I just kept thinking I could do this. I could do this thing. You know, I could eat right. I had an eating disorder. I was diagnosed with anorexia. Mm-hmm. I was drinking a lot. I was using exercise in addictive ways to avoid dealing with the reality of my life, adultery. There was just many things going in my life, going on in my life when I was in my 20s, that finally I got to the point where I thought, I'm not okay. Like, this lifestyle is not working. After 6 years, I decided to go get help. And so I would get sobriety for maybe 4 months in a certain area, and then 6 months in another area, and then boom, I would fall again, and I was right back into the same cycle of addiction or really dysfunctional, you know, ways as far as my relationships went. And I just wanted truth. I knew that truth would set me free. And I was seeking truth any way I could find it: personal development, self-help groups, my therapist, my, you know, small groups and 12-step meetings. And all of a sudden, I was reading some words that just became so alive. It was like the light came on, and I'm sure many people can relate to this. This illumination just, boom, it just hit me in the face, and it said, love never, ever fails.
Yeah.
And some reason, I stopped. I'm like, okay, love never fails. Like, I don't know why. I'm sure I had heard those words a million times, I'm sure. But in that moment, I knew that that was I was missing. There was something about my life that was keeping love far enough away so that it wasn't reaching me in order to make the change that needed to be made. And so I let it in. I literally just broke down and I just received. Now, for me, that was a connection with God. I believe in the person, a person of God. So it felt like a very personal connection with God who created the universe. It felt extremely intimate and very personal. And when I allowed him to come in and embrace me and hold me and tell me that he knows me and he created me, it was like every fiber of my being just came alive. And from that day on, I've never struggled. My words changed. I can say that that was one thing that changed immediately. I had a pretty nasty mouth, like, I mean, just cussing all the time. And it was like the very next day, I never cussed anymore. And to this day, it's been 21 years and my language changed. And I think that's a really important point, because I believe that our words literally frame our life. They create the life that we live.
Absolutely.
And we can continue to create more and more dysfunction and pain in our lives with the words that we speak. So it was interesting to me that that was one of the first things that changed. And when my words changed and I began to speak from a more a place of love and acceptance and victory and triumph and just positivity, it was like every day things just began to turn and turn and turn. And I was no longer enslaved. You know, I said earlier, I would get sobriety with my food. I would feel like I was doing really, really good with my food plan or my exercise. You know, I wasn't using it to avoid my emotions and my life. And I would be doing really, really well for a while, and then I would just fall. And but after this encounter, I never fell again. It was like I began to talk differently. I began to meditate on things that were true. Remember, I said that I was really seeking truth because I knew truth was going to free me forever. It wasn't going to just be a short-lived time of success. It was going to literally turn my life around. And that's what began to happen. I began to think differently. I began to speak differently. And that made me act differently. And pretty soon, I was just excited about life. And I was attracting different people. And I was enjoying it was like I was brand new.
Yes.
Does this make sense to you?
Oh my goodness. And listeners, I can only attest to, and Stacy, you don't know this yet, but I have there's at least 95% same issues that I was facing, and very similar way that I was coming to that same space where you are at, and from where you are coaching people, which is that, look, it's inside of you, it's love, it's truth, it's spiritual. There's nothing on the outside that can help you get there. The work has to be done from the inside, and it is available to everyone. So I can 100% feel you there, my friend. And listeners, if you cannot yet relate to this, just, I know that somewhere inside, it might be in your stomach area, it might be in your solar plexus, heart area, maybe your throat, maybe it's in your mind. You do already know that this is possible, even if you cannot yet imagine it, because it is, it is there. Would you agree, Stacy?
Yes, I would absolutely agree. I believe that desire, that longing for home, you know, that desire to feel like somebody knows you, to feel like there's more to life. I mean, I remember that point, you know, thinking there's got to be more. I mean, is this why I'm here? To wake up every day, go to work, you know, eat, sleep, and exercise. My mom used to say, all you ever do is eat, sleep, and exercise.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so funny. I enjoyed my life. I had a great life, but I started to wonder, you know, there's got to be more than this. And I think that every human being on the planet has that same longing, you know, to really yeah. matter on this earth and to make the difference that we're all here to make. We've all got some contributions inside of us that are longing to get out there and change things. I've my little job title, or my whatever you want to call it on my business card, says agent of change. And mm-hmm. that's what I believe I'm here to do. I believe I'm here to make a difference, to change the atmosphere wherever I go, not because of who I am, but because of what I carry. There yes. is so much inside of me that I carry that it's my purpose, it's my destiny to live out that. Today, in a real practical sense, you know, referring to this topic, I had a coaching client who had to cancel our session today. And she said, I said, you know, we can do a phone session later if you'd like. And then she texted me back and she said, you know what I really need? I need a detailed food plan. So if you would want to do that instead of our time together, that would be great. And I was laughing. And so I texted her back. I said, now the whole purpose of a coach is empowerment. If I were to give her a diet to follow, that's not going to help her down the road when I'm no longer there to give her a diet. Yes. You know, and so I don't want to give you the fish. I want to teach you how to fish. And so I said, okay, this is the deal. I want you to sit down and write out as much as you gracefully can. And when it gets hard, when you get to the end of yourself, you know, when you no longer can come up with the next thing, send it to me, and then I'm going to pick up from there. And then we're going to work together on creating. I want to design a food plan that is for her, that's customized yes. for her. Because I have spent years coming up with the perfect nutritional, you know, plan for people, and they're in no way equipped or ready to follow that. And so it ends up being a waste of time, and it makes them feel defeated. So yeah. I'm here to empower you. I'm here to meet you where you're at and help you grow and grow and grow into the more that is inside of you. It's already there. You know, people have so much on the inside of them, but they don't see it, and therefore they expect it to come from others. And so she laughed. She was so funny. It was awesome because she totally got it, and she rose up, and so that's what she's doing right now. And I'll expect to meet her, you know, when she gets to the end of what she's got, then I'll come alongside and say, okay, now let's go together and work out the next, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Go to the next level together. And so that's what my coach, you know, I've got coaches in my life too, where I do as much as I can by myself, then they come alongside and together we move to the next place. And that's what coaching is all about, is empowerment. I want to help you be transformed and produce lasting change in your life, not just get you through tomorrow, you know.
Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. Exactly. And it's that teach you how to fish and not give you a fish that is truly empowering to the person.
Right.
And that's wonderful that you are doing that. And I would like to ask you if you could give us some particular tips on living an inspired life. And you have, you know, I mean, you've given me tips already and the listeners, but are there some other particular tips in the moment, practical, that although everything ends up in the spiritual place, but we live in this practical world, in this world of matter, and what would your tips be on how to use that and take that so that you can move to the next level for fitness, for life, for faith, for diet, nutrition? I don't want to even say diet.
No, I don't like that word either.
Yeah, right? That word has had its day. So what are your tips for nutrition, fitness, and life that are practical that people can use to help them get to their next level without being too focused on the outside?
Well, I'm going to start from the moment that your eyes open in the morning. I've had many people that came to me, and because I'm spiritually driven, they assume that I pray first thing in the morning. And I've had to change my definition of prayer, because I think prayer means so many different things to so many people. Mm. But what I do in the morning is listen, and I do believe that one type of prayer is listening. And I think so often we think that prayer is a conversation with God or speaking, I believe in speaking the words of God over my life, that that has prophetic power. But in the morning, I am quiet and I get up at dark before everybody else. Now, I have the grace to do that. I'm not telling you that you should make yourself do that, but if you're inspired to do that, there is grace for that. Grace meaning power. There's ability and power for everybody to do that. So I wake up in the morning and I get alone and I listen. I get really quiet and I just listen to that very still small voice within that is trying to direct. There's that voice inside of all of us, all those who want to hear from him and who want to listen in and be directed in a spiritual way, that when your spirit opens up and there's some ears and eyes, you know, spiritual ears and eyes that are ready, there's so much direction given and so much instruction on life that can help you to walk in the illuminated path. Because who wants to waste a bunch of time every day doing things that are not producing any fruit, they're not having an impact, and they're just frustrating you. They're draining the life. They're sucking the life out of people because they're not doing things that really, you know, connect with who they are. They're just staying busy all day, and there's just no reason for that. I think we're at a time in life, you know, I think everybody is getting to a place where they realize we could stay occupied 24 hours a day and never, ever feel like we're getting off the hamster wheel. And so my big passion is doing what we're called to do. Do only what you're called to do. Cut off every branch in your life that's not producing fruit. Get rid of it. And so when I get up in the morning and I listen, that's my time to know what is going to happen today. What activities am I going to partake in? Who am I going to see? And what things need to go? You know, if I've got a schedule that's got 10, 12 things on it, I'm going to look down that list and say, no, that's not necessary. That's not necessary. And so it's during this morning quiet time where I really connect with that source of inspiration, my one that I call God, and I move according to what he directs me in. So then after that, I can be guided throughout the day by peace. So when I decide, am I going to turn left or right, I listen inside and go, is there peace? If I turn left, how's that feel? If I turn right, how's that feel? And then whatever voice I heard in the morning, later on in the day, that peace will connect with that right direction. Does that make sense? I'm going to have a connection there where I'm going to go, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. And I'm going to see a clear path before me. So wake up in the morning and listen. Secondly, let gratitude flood your being. All day long, we have so many opportunities to complain and murmur and see what we don't have when we're surrounded by so much beauty and so much abundance. If we can just train our eyes to look at what we do have instead of at what we don't have, that alone has power to transform every area of your life. It'll transform your relationship. It'll transform your level of physical fitness and health. It'll transform your overall spiritual well-being. There's just a real awe feeling that can overcome you just through gratitude. So that would be number two. Number three is staying connected to the things. I think it's really common to see people, and I do the same thing, you're not connected with what's important to you, and therefore you put what's important to other people first. So maybe I'm really aware that, you know, my parents think it's real important for me to do such and such. My husband thinks it's really important for me to do this. My kids think it's real important for me to do this. My friends think that this is important, and my manager at work thinks this is important. So all of a sudden, you're totally disconnected from what you think is important.
Yes.
And you're living out all the priorities of others. And so then by the end of your day, you haven't even done what you're here to do. You're just what everybody else is, you know, here to do. You're helping them achieve their dream instead of living out your destiny, you know? And so I think that's important.
And could I throw in that, just as a side note, that even though the parents and the boss and whoever might have their momentary dream fulfilled, that living from a place like that is never living in the power where you can really help fulfill others' dreams. So that's also an illusion.
Yes, that's an illusion. Absolutely. You think that you're really helping them, but you're not. You would be helping them more if you were more in tune with what you're called to do. And
yeah,
in your calling, you're going to have the greatest impact in their life as well. Yeah, it is an illusion. So that's huge. And, you know, that's another thing that I do when I'm coaching other people, is getting them connected to what is it that's important to you. And what are you here to do? And that is a really hard assignment for a lot of people.
Yes.
But once the clarity comes, once you know what you value and you know what you're here to do, it's like all of a sudden, I call it the clarity train, and it goes really fast, you know. Once
yes,
you jump on the clarity train, you're like, shoo, you're halfway
yep,
there.
Mm-hmm. I can attest to that, yes. It happens that way.
It's funny because it's really not that hard to do what you're here to do. It's just knowing what that is. And so the time needs to be spent in defining destinations. And even during a workout, I mean, I'll teach people. I've been teaching group exercise classes forever.
Mm-hmm.
How long? Like 36 years.
Wow.
That's been the one constant in my life. It's never,
yeah,
I've always done it. And even in a one-hour exercise class, taking the time at the beginning of class to say, how am I going to leave? You know, what did I come here to get?
Mm-hmm.
So that you know what it is that you want out of that class, and making sure that you leave with it in your hand or in your heart or in your body,
yeah,
or whatever. You know, taking the land that's been granted to you is very intentional. It doesn't happen, you know, when you're a ping pong ball and you're just going through life reacting to everybody else. You've got to set that intention. You've got to be really clear about what you came here for and what you're going to get. You know, I'm not going to go home without being dripping wet. I'm not going to go home without some kind of a transformation in my life. I'm not going to stop this set until I'm shaking, or, you know, until the lactic acid is like so, my legs are on, you know, fire. And whatever it is for you, getting clear about what it is that you're here to get out of this thing is just, it's just invaluable. So,
and can I throw in there, because that just came to mind, that now some people take the workout part to the extreme. And so I would say, when now they are going to do the workouts from this different perspective, what we also remember when we remember we want to sweat is that we also remember that we want to love ourselves, and we're not in the gym to beat up on this body that doesn't look like we want it to look like.
Yes, and that, you know, that's the shift that happened for me. Like I said, when you receive love into your life, all of a sudden everything changes, and you're no longer trying to hurt yourself.
Yes.
You know, your lifestyle isn't about self-harm and frustration and beating yourself up. It's about taking care of what you've been given, and using that time to nurture and to heal and to rejuvenate, and that's so important. You know, I think that happens just from an awareness, because I know when I was using exercise to hurt me, when I was using it for the wrong reasons, I was a little bit numb.
Yeah.
So you're actually kind of not able to really feel. So even though, you know, you're working out hard, when you cross over and you're into a place of self-harm, a lot of times you're not aware of that.
Mm. And that causes,
I mean,
injury, in my
yeah,
case.
Yeah, and that's why
it's all the time.
Injury, yeah. But when you're in a place of awareness, when I come into a spiritual consciousness, and that's what the spiritual awakening really does, it brings you into a consciousness. So now I'm living in this moment. So if my muscles are burning, I can feel that burn, and I stop when I need to stop. You
yeah,
know, I'm not going to push to a point of harm or injury, because I'm in the moment feeling it. And
mm-hmm,
in that moment, you're not going to hurt yourself.
Right, because I'm not
Right? Does that
using
make
it to get
sense?
away.
So that's a huge, there's no longer a element of hurt. We're here to help and not hurt. I always say that. If what you're participating in is hurting you more than helping you, you need to see that, and step back. Is that what you're trying to do? Are you trying to hurt yourself? If that's what you're trying to do, then let's get honest about that. But
Yes.
hopefully not,
Exactly. So, Stacy, we have the time is flying. We have about 4 minutes left. And yeah, it's just woof, because the conversation is so transformational. I know people that are listening right now, I know there has already been a shift for them inside. If they've really been listening to what you have discussed and shared and brought energetically to this podcast today, there has already been a shift within them, and they are already on their way to having a happier, healthier life, if they can just hold on to what you have brought to them. So for the next 4 minutes, I would like for you to let us know how can listeners get in touch with you, and where can they get more of your stuff, videos or blogs? We want to know.
Okay, StaceyC.com, StaceyC.com, and that's my website. Right now, I am putting together, this is exciting, like today and tomorrow, I should have this team filled. I'm opening up only 10 spots for an inner circle coaching group that's 1 year long. So I am going to meet with my clients weekly, 3 weeks out of the month, and then that fourth week will be a action for a whole year. And then every 90 days, we're going to get together with the whole group for a synergistic, live, intensive workshop that's literally transforming. So bringing our breakthroughs and sharing them with one another and literally just connecting at such a deep spiritual place that's where transformation happens. So
Yes.
that's going on right now, and you can sign up for that for the interview. Actually, I'm interviewing people because I'm not here to serve everybody, and so we have to make sure that it's a match made in heaven, is what I call it.
Yes.
You can go to StaceyC.com and contact me at Stacy@StaceyC.com or message me on Facebook. I'm right there. And we can connect on the phone and see if that might be something that you need. A lot of people are out there, procrastinating, and they're not doing what they're called to do. And that's my call in life, is to help people fulfill their call and live out the truth of who they are. And I do that through fitness, through proper eating and health. That's kind of the common thread through all the work that I do, but that's not the purpose. That's just a modality that helps us live out the abundant life that we're here to experience,
Yes.
enjoy. So was
And
that
for
it? Did I
those,
get it all in?
almost, and you have 2 more minutes, and because if we need to know now, listeners are going to be listening to this podcast at very different times. So, number one question, will you have another program? And number two question, if anyone is interested in this program now or in the future, should they just go to stacyc.com and check out what you have going on anyway?
Yes, absolutely, they should. So I try to keep everything going on there and on Facebook, and the same address on Facebook, StaceyC.com on Facebook as well. And I post, healthy recipes and exercise ideas, but it's usually spiritual-driven stuff to help people take inspired action in their life.
I love that. Inspired action.
Yeah, inspired action. Don't just stay busy all day long.
Yes.
Only the
Are we
action.
humans, have we become experts at staying busy all day long? Have we, huh?
Exactly. It's just terrible. And I want to say something to the coaches out there. There's so many people that are helping others already, and I just want to encourage them by saying, bring your entire skill set into the realm of personal change, because so often we stay in a little tiny lane thinking that, people are just calling us to help them, get a better nutrition plan or a better workout. And really, people are connecting with people. And so if you're a spiritual person, if you've got a story to share, if you're skilled in a realm that you haven't brought to the table yet, bring that, because the more authentic you can be with your clients and with your friends and with your family, the more of an impact you're going to make on this earth. And none of us, none of us should be holding back anything anymore. We should really be living at full throttle. And so I encourage everybody to just come out of the closet.
Thank you, you know? For that. Thank
Bring
you for
all.
That, Stacey. Yes, yes, that is wonderful. So all the coaches, I do really hope that you heard this and rewind and listen to it again if you didn't get it all. So, and for all the listeners, you know by now that having a coach is the thing that will make a difference in your life if you have been searching and not getting where you wanted to go. That's kind of the sign to, you know, when whether you're asking yourself whether working with a coach will make a difference for you. If you are not where you want to be, then the answer is working with a coach will make a difference for you. The only question is, which coach will it be? So there are a lot of them out there, and you have gotten to know a great coach today, Stacey Carnelutti. And if what she was saying really spoke to your heart, then I encourage you to get on the computer and find her website, get on her email list or newsletter if she has one on there, get connected on Facebook and so forth. And when the time is right for you, and you know when that is, reach out to her and get to work with her.
Ma'am.
So we are out of time. Stacey, thank you so much for being here today, for spending this time with me. This was a wonderfully, I would say, uplifting, enlightening, because it was so spiritual. So it was just a beautiful conversation, and not only conversation but experience for me. I know also for my listeners and for you as well, since we all are connected. So thank you so much for your time and your talents and everything that you bring to this world.
Thank you so much, Sonia. My pleasure.